It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's fantastic. It's the first time probably since 2016 we've managed to get out of the group. So, look, we're just delighted, Finbar, to be in the next round. You said we're playing Middleton, local derby. Fabulous. Probably in Castle Martyr.
Yeah, with John Cashman, we'd be delighted with that. To be fair, you never looked like losing today. You got a good start. The goal from James after about 7 or 8 minutes, and you kept your nose in front of the game.
Yeah, we've been working a lot on not conceding goals with our defence. And again, I suppose in the last 5 minutes we gave away a few yellow cards. But look, you don't concede goals, you stay in the game. And if you're ahead and you're always just popping a point, they pop a point, you pop a point, you're always 4 or 5 points ahead. And we got 6 ahead, they got a goal in the last 30 seconds. So it didn't flatter us, I think. I think we were well-deserving winners today. The lads worked really hard. Hot again in Parky Rin.
Yeah, even the linesman had sunglasses on today, something I've never seen before. But he did work very hard, and your defence, you said, was quite good. But up front, Jack Leahy, your own lad Ryan, picked off some neat points.
There's lads we expect always more out of them. Jack Leahy, first year on the panel, you can see how closely marked he is. We switch him and Ryan around. Ryan's been sick all week. He had the vomiting bug since Tuesday. So we actually left him in a lot longer because he probably wasn't able for the midfield today. But again, he does damage when he gets the ball inside. I think between them, I have a look at the stats later, but they probably got 13 points playing freeze between them. But we expect that as well, and we expect their freeze to be better next time, probably.
Yeah, you strive for perfection, Martin. But I was going to make the point, and you've kind of made it for me. When you put Ryan in the full forward, he was a handful.
Look, Ryan's 25 now. Many years ago, I'd have met you, he'd have been 18, like 7 years ago, Finbar, and the years pass very quickly. And I say that to all the lads, you know, this is this year. You've got to make it count for this year. You can't think, look, we go again next year. Things don't happen like that. You've got to take every year. And I said, I met you when Ryan was probably 18. He's 25 now. And the same for Jack Leahy. Let's drive on now. Let's see how far we can go. I think we're well able.
It's been a good few years for Dungourney, Martin, since you did win the junior county. You've been kind of maintaining your status and doing quite well since.
Yeah, we've maintained our status every year by winning the first game, but we've never gone on. And we came into today, we played Clydove. They're a good team. We took them down the stretch. We outscored them in the last 10 minutes. They pipped us by 2 points. They'd be one of the favourites. And even though we lost that day, I think that gave us good confidence going into today's game. I knew we'd win today because we have some really good hurlers. We've got 3 or 4 of them playing with McKillie. We've got a very young team. The fitness out there today from the young fellas is great. I think we've only got 4 over 25 on the panel. The rest are all under 25. And you saw that today. Okay, maybe a bit cynical down the stretch, but that's what you need to do to win a match sometimes.
And all this means, Martin, you're into the quarterfinal. As we speak, we think you're playing Middleton, which means the local derby is going to be. But apart from that, it extends the season, weather is good, and it keeps the club active and alive.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's fabulous to be out again. I think it's in 2 weeks' time. It'll give us now a push at training. Look, the lads go out tonight, wherever they're going. They'll enjoy themselves. They'll have a couple of drinks. We'll be back on it Tuesday. Look, 2 weeks have come round very quickly. Look, and Middleton have put it up to us. It's a local derby. Takes a mind, you know, a game of its own. But we'll be ready. We'll be ready for that.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloane.